You're going to make the decision of what you want to do with the information that you're being given. I have no power over you. You have the power, and you need to know that. We think so often that we are helpless, but we're not helpless because we have our minds. We have our minds, and you shape and mold your life from moment to moment by your thoughts and your beliefs and your attitudes. And you also want to know that you really are important to this world. You might say, well, I really don't do anything, but you are. Just the fact that you're alive is important, and your life has meaning. It really does. And you can contribute to the peace and the harmony of this planet just by using your mind. Now, some people get involved politically, and some people march, and some people do Peace Corps, and some people help feed the homeless and do all sorts of things, and that's fine. But you can also contribute to the peace and harmony of the planet just as much by how you use your mind. And remember, every time you think, every time you're thinking, you're connecting with like-minded people. Think of that for a minute. I heard a quote not long ago that I really like. Robert Schuller, who's with the UN, said that the human species needs to know that we deserve to have peace. We have to accept it mentally. See, a lot of people believe that war is inevitable and that war is forever and that we're always going to have war. And I think those people are contributing to it by their thinking, contributing to the continuance of wars. But if we know that we deserve to have peace and that it is possible, it can become true for us. And as we begin by creating peace within us, and then within our small circle of family or friends, and at our workplaces, and then we let this peacefulness ripple out, we will find more and more peace on the planet. So remember that practicing inner peace will help us to connect with like-minded, peaceful people all over the world. Spirituality connects us all over this planet on a soul level. And the sense of cosmic spirituality that is we're experiencing now is just wonderful. When I talk about spirituality, I don't always mean religion. You know, religions have a tendency to separate us. And religions often tell us who to love and how to love them and who's lovable and who isn't. To me, we're all lovable. I really believe that we are all worthy of love. For love to me is the only thing that's going to bring about lasting, positive changes to our planet. Our spirituality is a direct connection with the ultimate higher source, and we don't need a middleman for that. Begin to see our spirituality connecting us all over the planet on a very deep soul level. So what sort of like-minded people do you want to connect with? Every time you get into judgment and criticism, you're connecting with like-minded people out there who are judgmental and critical. And this will come back to you. Remember, what we give out always comes back. And every time you meditate, you're connecting with like-minded people out there who are meditating. And meditating to me really means just closing your eyes and going within and being quiet long enough to hear your own inner wisdom. You really have the answers within you. You have all the answers within you. And you need to quiet down long enough to hear them. And that, to me, is the purpose of meditation. It's a connection with yourself, with your higher self. So every time you do that, you're also connecting with other people who are also doing that. And every time you do a visualization for healing your body or for healing the planet, you're also connecting with like-minded people who are doing the same thing. And several times during the day, you might stop and ask yourself, what sort of people am I connecting with now? Just sort of catch your thoughts where you are. And are you sort of going, oh, grumble, 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 it's all your fault? Or are you thinking thoughts to create inner harmony and inner peace? Because if you create inner harmony, you're going to have outer harmony too. Remember, if we want to heal the world, we really have to start with healing ourselves. Because the center of your world is where you are. You are the center of your world, and so are you, and so are you. Each one of us, we are all the center of our own world. So the world goes out from us like ripples in a pond. And when we create harmony inside, when we're peaceful within, then that goes out into the world. That harmony and that peacefulness radiates out, touching people and places and things. You know how it is? Somebody can walk into a room and they don't have to say a word, and you can be attracted to them or you can be repelled by them. We react to what they're giving out. Somehow we feel those vibrations. We pick up what people have going on inside of them. So let's make sure that we are radiating harmony and love. I believe that in order to change the planet and to change other people in our lives, we need to first change ourselves. We need to love ourselves. We need to be willing to contribute to our own inner peace and inner harmony. And we also need to be honest with ourselves. You know, we're so good at hiding from ourselves. But if we're going to make changes, we need to have self-honesty. And that doesn't mean putting ourselves down, but it does mean being willing to see what is within us that needs changing. It's very self-destructive when we lie to ourselves. It's not loving ourselves, and it's not being nourishing at all. We need to be honest with ourselves, and we also need to be honest with other people. And we need to learn how to say no in a loving way. And not always yes, and then do things that we don't want to do, and then resent it because we weren't honest enough to say no. And I don't think it's so easy to be honest with other people until we can become more honest with ourselves. And the main value of being honest is that whatever we give out in life, we always get back. And this works on all levels. If we belittle or judge others, then we too are going to be judged. If we're always angry and blaming others, then we encounter anger wherever we go. If we steal someone's time, or if we take away someone's self-respect, or if we refuse to acknowledge someone else's good work, we can expect these dishonest actions to boomerang back to us as negative experiences. On the other hand, every time we treat ourselves with respect, every time we nourish and support ourselves and others, this also comes back to us as positive experiences. No matter how we may try to justify it, dishonest actions never work. They never work. And the more you get on the spiritual pathway, the quicker it comes back to you. When we take something that doesn't belong to us, whether it's a paperclip at the office to major shoplifting or robbery, we are in effect telling the universe that we don't feel worthy of earning our own, and that we're not good enough, that we believe that there isn't enough to go around, that we want to be stolen from. Or we may believe that we must be sneaky and grab to get our good. You know, if we believe that it's a dog-eat-dog world, then we're going to get eaten, because that's the way it works. These beliefs prevent us from experiencing abundance because they put walls up around us, and you don't get to experience the joy and the peace and love in your life. If we take from life, life will take from us. It's that simple. And these negative attitudes, they're not the truth of your being. You are a divine, magnificent expression of life, and you deserve the very best. You have to know and accept this. Our planet is abundantly plentiful, and our good always comes to us by the right use of consciousness. What we believe about ourselves and about our lives will become true for us. If we want to change our circumstances, we must change our belief systems. Ask yourself periodically, you know, what do I really believe about this? And think about it. And what do I feel? And do I really want to do what they're asking me? And why am I doing this? Start examining your thoughts and what's going on inside of you. Be honest with yourself and find out what you're really thinking and believing. Don't just be on automatic pilot all the time, you know, and say, oh, well, this is the way I am or this is what I do. You know, why do you do it? And if it isn't a positive, nourishing experience in your life, see if you can figure out where it came from. Where did you first do it? Was that something you were taught as a child? You know, maybe it's time to let that one go. You don't need that anymore. If you have that, you know, oh, this is just the way it is, well, then with that attitude, you can't change. It's not possible. And also, if you know everything, if you're a person who knows it all, who knows everything, you can't change because you can't let a new idea get in. We want to be willing to learn and to grow. And what we're always working for is more understanding and awareness and knowledge so that we can do and experience things differently. That's all. You don't want to berate yourself for what you used to do or where you are or what you don't know or you don't have. Just learn more. Study, you know, go to classes. Read books, listen to tapes, talk to other people. There's so much stuff that we can learn now. It's just wonderful. Learn about yourself. Learn about your beliefs. Learn about the way your particular mind works. And is it working in a way that really enhances your life? Explore a lot of new avenues so that you can begin to understand more. Allow new ideas in and expand your consciousness. You know, we hear so much these days about addictions, and we think there are many, many kinds of addictions besides just the chemical ones. You know, when we say addiction, we immediately think, oh, the chemical thing. But there's also pattern addictions, and every one of us has some sort of addiction. Because they're really patterns that we adopt to keep ourselves from being in present time. You know, we don't want to deal with what's in front of us, so we have some way of getting away. We don't allow ourselves to be where we are and to know what's really going on in our own lives. So we each have an addiction. I don't know what yours are. We all have something. Whatever it is that we do. For some people, it's a food addiction. For some people, it's a chemical addiction. And for other people, it could be an emotional addiction. Remember, you can even be addicted to finding fault in people. A lot of people like that one. You can be addicted to fear. You know, if you're somebody who's addicted to finding fault in people, then no matter what's going on, you find somebody else to blame. It's their fault. They did it. Or maybe you're addicted to running up bills. There are so many people that are so addicted to debt. And you know, they do everything they can to be over their heads in debt constantly. And it doesn't seem to have a lot to do with whether they have any money or not, the amount of money. And so being in debt, if you think of it, is an addiction. It's a pattern addiction that we do. You can be addicted to rejection, to having people reject you. And if that's one of your addictions, then everywhere you go, you're going to attract people who reject you. You know, who's watching me? Who's going to reject me? Who's not going to accept me? However, the rejection out there is always a mirror, a reflection of the rejection that we have within us. If you don't reject yourself, nobody else is going to reject you. Or if they do, it certainly isn't going to matter. You won't pay any attention to it. If you get upset because other people are rejecting you, you have to know that's because you're rejecting yourself. And so ask yourself honestly, how do I reject myself? Where am I not accepting? So you might think about addictions and what addiction do you have, and could you change your addiction, your negative addiction, into a positive one? If you're going to be addicted to something, why don't you be addicted to loving yourself? Or addicted to doing positive affirmations, or addicted to something that really supports you and loves you.
In this world, mankind is connected to one another, not by physical or verbal means, rather by something much deeper, a spiritual link. No matter how far or how different, Mankind is connected. However, people have a tendency to doubt themselves, to have negative feelings, but it doesn't have to be this way. And that is because you have a mind. And with that mind, people can change. All they need is the knowledge to know how to change. People need to understand that with change or the will to change, they can bring inner peace to themselves. And as a result, that inner peace can spread to the people around them, thus affecting everyone, one at a time. Because only if you have inner peace, only then it will spread to the world. So never forget, every person in this world is important. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the video, and do make sure to share your thoughts with us in the comment section.